Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear tonight. Tel Aviv is enjoying a warm evening, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler. Haifa also remains pleasant at this hour. Here are today's headlines. First, the European Union has sanctioned Israeli settlers over violence against Palestinians in the West Bank. This decision follows Hungary's recent political shift. That's according to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency from just minutes ago. Also, IDF troops secretly crossed the Litani River in Lebanon and engaged Hezbollah fighters. Ynet reported on this operation earlier today. Also, this hour, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee confirmed that Israel sent the UAE the Iron Dome defense system during a conflict with Iran. This story comes from the Jewish News Syndicate. Separately, the IDF has concluded a week-long raid on Hezbollah sites beyond the Litani River. Times of Israel reported this development earlier. And finally, Axios reports that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The move is politically sensitive for Prime Minister Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. The account Osint613 shared just minutes ago that the IDF struck Al-Hush near Tyre in southern Lebanon, according to Lebanese reports. Yael Bartour, a commentator, posted just minutes ago encouraging votes for Noam and Israel in the Eurovision contest. She humorously warns about the challenging viewing of the competition clips. Sharon Haskell, an Israeli politician, wrote 6 minutes ago about Israel's role at the Maritime Med 3 conference in Athens. She emphasized energy security and the strategic importance of the IMEC corridor. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the EU sanctions. The European Union's move comes in response to increasing violence by Israeli settlers. This decision marks a significant step in the EU's approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It may strain Israel's relations with European countries. Turning to the IDF secret operation, Ynet reports that Israeli troops crossed the Litani River, engaging Hezbollah in a covert mission. The operation aimed to uncover invasion tunnels. This has significant implications for ongoing tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. Meanwhile, the confirmation of Iron Dome deliveries to the UAE highlights Israel's growing defense cooperation with Gulf states. The Jewish News Syndicate notes this support was critical during Iran's missile attacks. Such collaborations could alter regional security dynamics. Separately, The Times of Israel reveals that the IDF censored a commander for a controversial decision during the week-long raid beyond the Litani River. This highlights ongoing challenges in military operations against Hezbollah. The implications for regional security are considerable. Finally, Axios reports on the 10-day ceasefire brokered by former President Trump. The ceasefire aims to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Lebanon. However, it presents political risks for Netanyahu amidst domestic and international pressures. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a sharp critique by Netanyahu Engelman on the IDF's weapons readiness. The report highlights a significant shortage in weapon supplies, raising concerns about national security. Separately, Globes reveals that Camtek has surpassed analysts' expectations and raised its financial guidance. Despite this, the company's stock has seen a sharp decline, affecting investor confidence. And finally, CTEC reports that Akamai is in advanced talks to acquire the Israeli startup LayerX for $250 million. This acquisition would mark Akamai's sixth purchase in Israel, showcasing the country's growing tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.